Shalom Aleichem to everybody as we find ourselves in Chodesh Nisan, creeping closer to the Yom Tov of Pesach, Ba'aleinu Letova. I'd like to talk about a fascinating, either halacha, minug, or arguably none of the above, the din, the minug, and the possibility of baking matzahs Erev Pesach. Is it a chiyuv? Is it required? Is it merely a minug? Or maybe there's no reason at all to do so. Let's take a look what this is about, where this comes from, and what the basis of the different approaches that we find in the Gaonim, in the Rishonim, and in the later Achronim. The Torah writes in Siman Tav Nun Ches, a tshuva from the Gaonim, Siman Chaf Dalet, Maisa Be'echot Sh'afa Matzos Kodem Arba Shas, a story, somebody baked matzos before the fourth hour of the day on Pesach. V'asu Rabbo Seinu HaMatzah, and the rabbis prohibited the individual from being Yotze, the mitzvah of matzah, achilas matzah, Leil Tesvav, the iskish le Pesach, the cave of the Pesach, eno nishchat elamishe shos ulamala, af matzah kain. Says the Torah, quoting Gaonim, there is an absolute requirement. If you want to be yotze mitzvahs achilas matzah, Leil Tesvav, the matzos must be baked after chatzos on Yodalim. That's the only way they could be yotze the mitzvah matzah. And it's based upon a hekesh. The pasuk says in Sefer Dvarim Parshas Re'eh, "V'zavach the Pesach l'Hashem Elokech." You'll offer a Pesach to Hakadosh Baruch Hu on Yud Dalet. Shivas yamim tochal olav matzos. You'll eat matzah for 7 days, just like Shchitas Pesach was made and shechted after Sheishos. Keinas yas matzos shel mitzvah achar Sheishos. So too, the baking of the matzos must also take place after the sixth hour of the day. This is the basis of the requirement, the chiyuv, the absolute necessity to make matzahs and to bake matzahs after chatzos on Yud Dalet Nisan, Erev Pesach after chatzos, ad kedei kach, that the Gaonim, and the Torah quotes other Gaonim and Rishonim, as does the Beis Yosef and Siman Tav Nun Ches, based upon this hekesh between a chiyuv of the taking of the Karban Pesach, and that is juxtaposed in the Hekesh to the requirement to eat matzah for 7 days, says the Torah from the Gonim, as do other Rishonim, including the Rashi Mishnah, quoted by the Beis Yosef in Siman Tav Nun Ches, that you need to bake your matzahs after chatzos, just like Yeshechta the Pesach after chatzos. However, the Bach, in his commentary on the Torah and on the Beis Yosef questions, Ein ze mefurish b'talmud. There's nowhere explicitly that it says anywhere, not in Shas Bavli, not in Yerushalmi. Where does this come from? There's no Hekesh. It's not a mefurish gemara. It's not a Chazal. So the Bach continues, El shekach nagu. V'chein kasav berokeach minhag le'ef ozber of Pesach, memincha gadol le'veilach. So according to the Torah and the Gonim and many Rishonim, it's an absolute requirement. An kidei kach, if you don't bake your matzahs after chatzos on your dal, you can't be yotzi the mitzvah achilas matzah leil tazvav without those matzos. And if you don't have them, you've transgressed. You haven't fulfilled the mitzvah saseh diraisa. However, says the Bach, nothing doing. It's not a chiyuv. There is no makor in shas for it. So it's merely a minhag. This is also the position of the Beis Yosef, as well as the Darkei Moshe. In the end of Siman Tav Nun Ches, says the Beis Yosef, nagu kol ha'olam. Says the Beis Yosef, this is a minug of kol ha'olam. Everybody was fulfilling this minug to bake matzahs after the sixth hour of the day, Erev Pesach, Yud Dalet Nisan. The Darkei Moshe, commenting on the Beis Yosef, says similarly, V'chein ha'minug b'medinos elu, lalush matzahs shel mitzvah achar chatzos arba'asar. Says the Darkei Moshe, like the Beis Yosef, that this is the minhag Yisrael, this is the minhag of Sfaradim, the minhag of Ashkenazim. As the Beis Yosef says, the Darkei Moshe says, the Bach says, everybody was baking their matzos after chatzos on Yud Dalet, based upon this hakish. It's not a chiyuv, it's not a requirement, but it's a minhag. And that's exactly the way the Shulchan Aruch codifies this. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Nun Ches, Nohagim, Shelo Lalush Matzos Mitzvah Ber Pesach Ad Acher Sheshos, the minhag Yisrael. Shelo lalush is not to knead, not to bake your matzahs on our Pesach until after chatzos. And the Mishnah Berurah himself notes, mashmedenu elo minug. It's only a minug. It's not a chiyuv. But nonetheless, we see this tension that some Gaonim and Rishonim, as cited by the Torah, indicate that it's an absolute chiyuv, it's a requirement to be yotze mitzvah achilas matzah, leil tesvav, the hechsher mitzvah, the baking of the matzah, the lishas ha-matzah, the kneading of the matzah must take place after chatzos. And according to the way that the Darkei Moshe, the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch codify, it is a minhag. However, as we'll see, there's another possibility. Not only is it not a chiyuv, Not only is it not a minhag, but it's not required whatsoever, even on the level of minhag. We'll take a look in the Vilna Gaon, in his commentary in the Bir Agra, as well as in the Ma'aser Rav, and this is also the position of the Aruch HaShulchan. What is the basis of these different positions? Chiyuv, minhag, or none of the above? As we noted, the basis for the chiyuv is a hekesh, a pasuk. And the basis of the minhag is that there is no makor in shas for it, and since there is no makor for shas in it, therefore it's not a requirement, but it's a minhag, because there is some level of a basis for it, and we see that Gaonim Rishonim took it very seriously. However, another reason that it's not the chiyuv is because the way the Rishonim understand and question the hekesh is that the pasuk, as we noted, v'asisa v'zavachta pesach l'Hashem elokecha shivas yamim toch halal of matzos, the poskim say that hekesh is not talking about the making of the matzah, but rather what's it talking about? It's talking about achilas matzah. As the Mishnah Berurah says, Metzah madin hochichu aposkim dein lachosh lezeh. De'ikar hekesh nemar linyan achilas matzah b'layla harishona, she'zohir lechol kodem chatzos, kamo ha-pesach shunach lar chatzos. Aruch HaShulchan similarly says that this hekesh is not talking about baking of the matzah being juxtaposed and connected to asiyas korban pesach. This pasuk is telling you shivas yamin tochal al matzos, eat matzos for 7 days. And the hekesh is telling you that on Leil Tesvav b'Nisan, the same way the korban pesach what had to be finished and completed to be eaten by Leil Tesvav erchatzos, so too regarding the mitzvah of achilas matzah as well, it has nothing to do with the baking, but all it has to do is with the eating. But even though either it's a chiyuv or it's a minhag, bayamim ahem bazman hazeh, we see that we're not terribly meticulous about this minhag. There are many, many minhagei Pesach, many minhagei Erev Pesach, many minhagim and churmas that we're all fulfilling. Familial minhagim, communal minhagim. But if you take a look throughout Ashkenaz, this does not seem to be one of them. And the question, of course, is why? If the Rishonim, the Gaonim, the Achronim are indicating clearly that it's either a chiyuv or a minhag, why is it that we're not doing this at all today? And this is a question that the Mishnah Berurah raises. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tafrin Chesef Katan Gimel says, "Vine rov Yisrael einis arm veinogim afil b'matzas mitzvah lalosh b'erev Pesach kimezim hem." Why are people not doing this? Only a few. V'chipasti b'achronim, and I started looking. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, died in 1933. So the Mishnah Berurah is noting that a minug which was prevalent, as quoted by the Darkei Moshe and Beis Yosef in the 1500s, and seemingly well before that, has gotten out of style. And says the Mishnah Berurah, Chipasti b'achronim. I looked and searched in earlier achronim. Why is Klal Yisrael not doing this anymore? And he writes, Masatzi b'bigde yesha tam laholitz bar minhag. I found a reason and a basis as to why this minhag is no longer as popular as it was. And the way that the Beis Yosef says, Nagu kol ha'olam. Chena minhag b'medino seilu, the way the Darkei Moshe says it. So how could it be that we're not doing this? So says the Big Deyesha that the basis is as follows. Mipnei sheish kama deil shafil b'erev Pesach b'mashru. There are opinions in the Rishonim that posit that even Erev Pesach, chametz is asur b'mashru, even a most minuscule amount. And therefore, kasher lizar shal yimtzu af mashru chametz b'achitim shlo yimtzu machim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, according to Big Deyasha, when you're baking matzahs erev Pesach, according to many shittos in the Rishonim, Achronim, chametz is aser b'mashru, even minuscule amount of chametz at that moment can prohibit, can aser the entire isa, the entire batch. And therefore, we don't want to find ourselves and fall in a trap where we're going to have chametz being aser b'mashru in order to fulfill a minug. So therefore, in this context, we're not going to say minig mevatel halacha, but we go back to the ikur hadin of the shittos, the rishon, the chametz is aser b'mashru erev Pesach after chatzos, and therefore we're concerned, we're nervous, and therefore we're extraordinarily meticulous and scrupulous that there shouldn't be any chametz that becomes aser b'mashru, and therefore slowly but surely explains the Mishnah Berurah from the Big Deyesha, the minig was no longer in style in order to make sure that we wouldn't run into an ikur hadin problem in Issur D'Oraisa of Bal Yirah and Bal Yimatzeh. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes a second reason. The Maamar Mordechai Motzasi Shekasev Zel Hashono. Ho'idna Mikilin Harbe Badaver Mipnei HaDochak. Says the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Maamar Mordechai, it's complicated, it's difficult, it's constricted, we don't have enough time, it's busy, we don't have the possibility of being as careful and cautious and scrupulous and meticulous as they were earlier. Zulas ktsas shenizharim bezeh lolosh v'lefos achar sheish hamatzos sheyotzimem b'shnei leilos v'chein ra'oi lasos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he's found two reasons, two achronim in the Big Deyesha and the Maamar Mordechai as to why we no longer do this today. But the truth is, when you take a look at these two reasons, Those two reasons were also problematic in the times of Gaon and the Yerushalmim. Chametz was asur b'mashu according to them too. And yes, there was also dochak. There was also some level of constriction or complication. So why is it that slowly, the 1600s, 1700s, and 1800s, the minhag started going out of style until today you can't almost find anywhere, we'll talk about that momentarily, where they're baking matzahs erev Pesach after Chatzos. So it seemed to be that there are two reasons why that which is a chiyuv, according to Gaonim and Rishonim, and a minhag, according to others, is no longer applicable today, b'zman hazeh. Number one, it used to be that most matzahs were baked in small little ovens in each and every individual's home, or in small little chaburas, groups and groups and groups. And they didn't have the same level and amount of people baking matzahs the way that we have today in factories. And therefore, when you're baking a small amount, family by family, or block by block, it was possible to bake enough matzahs on a small scale where you wouldn't have the problems that we have today on a large scale at a manufacturing level. And today, of course, not only we're dealing with hand matzah, we're dealing with shmura matzah, everything is made in the factories. When was the last time you saw anybody bake matzahs in their house or in their community? Matzahs are bought en masse in large amounts and hundreds and thousands of pounds from several large bakeries in this country and bakeries out of this country. And therefore, it's impossible to fulfill the minhag today because where are you going to go? Who's going to do it? Who has a bakery? Who has the flour? Who has the water? Who knows the skill to be able to do this? And therefore, it's simply not practical or pragmatic today to do so because of the significant amount of pounds and thousands of pounds that are necessary. We can't do it. We can't pull it off. And taka, it is more complicated to be careful and meticulous about chametz being asur b'mashu. If you're baking a little bit and a few matzahs in your house or on your block or in a small shul in Eastern Europe or in Russia or wherever you were, in Hungary or Poland, then it was feasible, it's possible, it's practical. But here, it's not the case. Aruch HaShulchan indeed in Siman Tav and Ches says something similar, but with a little bit of a caveat. And Aruch HaShulchan explains why it's no longer the prevalent custom today to bake matzahs on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, it used to be that the minhag and the way that bread was baked as well as matzah was baked was on a daily basis. Every day they baked bread. Every day they baked matzah. Ad kidei kach, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that over the entire span of the Yom Tov of Pesach, daily matzahs were being baked. L'chein kishay ofen b'chol yom v'lechol paschama. If throughout the year, every day we're baking bread in order to have fresh bread, hot, warm bread on a daily basis throughout the course of the year. In Kein Lama, you got a matzah smitzer shleif also samach lachila. Why should matzah be any different? If you're baking your bread fresh daily, why should you not bake your matzah fresh daily? V'hainu achar chatzos. And therefore, that's what was done Erev Pesach. They baked the matzah after chatzos because just like they ordinarily break their challah Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif after chatzos, well, why should we not bake our matzahs also Erev Pesach after chatzos? V'lachein afu samoch l'layla v'gam mishum chaviva mitzvah b'shaita v'gam kedei shehenu me'amatzah b'erev d'pascham atov harbe yos mi'pas tzonenes. So yes, they loved the mitzvah matzah. And yes, they loved and wanted to taste delicious matzahs, warm, fresh, hot matzahs. And then the Aruch HaShulchan adds the following. Dehem afu matzos avim lo kishalanu. You know the type of matzah that they used to eat in the times of the Rishonim and the Gaonim and the early Achronim? They were thicker matzahs, like pitas, the way the Sfaradim eat their matzahs today. V'hatzonim kashal achila. Cold bread is difficult, painful, and not tasty. And therefore have a hiddur mitzvah. And therefore was a hiddur mitzvah to make their matzah daily because it was fresher and tastier and more delicious, just like fresh, hot, warm bread was tastier daily. And what was going to occur is if you had matzah and or bread during the year that wasn't baked fresh daily, it would be cold, it would be hard, it wouldn't be tasty. And therefore, that's the reason why they baked matzahs Erev Pesach after Chatzos, and that's the reason we don't do so today, because today we're baking our matzahs thinner, and we're baking them months and weeks in advance. And therefore, the hekesh that's cited by the Torah and the Beis Yosef, the Gonim, the Shonim, that's just an asmach, that's an amanik, it's a form of a reminder. Ulezikaron lekorban Pesach. That which they said you can't bake your matzahs before the sixth hour of the day of Pesach. No, that wasn't a requirement. It was all somewhat of a fence that was built to make sure that it was going to be done properly. Aval etzleinu today, says the Aruch HaShulchan, the late 1800s, the early 1900s, she'ofen kodma Pesach, where we bake all of our matzahs for Pesach, well before Pesach, nobody's baking matzahs on Pesach, ein tam leminhag zeh, there's no basis for this custom, v'lchem emes ha'idna raktas mehamedaktikim noam b'zeh, v'chol Yisrael ein yodim b'zeh, klal says the Aruch HaShulchan, very few people are medaktik, are meticulous about this, and most of Jewry is unaware of this at all, v'chol Yisrael ein yodim. So we see we've gone from extreme to extreme. On the one hand, the Torah, quoting Gaonim Rishonim, it's a requirement, it's a chiyuv, and if you don't bake your matzahs after Chatzos, Erev Pesach, you can't even eat them, you won't be meotzei the mitzvah saseh the araisa. To that which the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, the Bach, the Darkei Moshe say, no, the Hekesh is critical, it's important, but it's only a minute. And the Aruch HaShulchan says nothing talking about this. Chol Yisrael ein yodim b'zeh klal. It was a sociological reason for baking matzos erev Pesach after Chatzos. That was then when they were baking thicker matzos and when they were baking fresh bread into fresh matzah daily. So they also did it after Chatzos erev Pesach. But today that's no longer the case and it's therefore unnecessary. Indeed, the Gra, as quoted by his Talmidim in Ma'aseh Rav, also says that this is an unnecessary minigun, it's an unnecessary requirement. V'huzal, quoting the Ma'aseh Rav, Siman Kuf Peches, Hayofe Hamatzos She'ochlin Balayla Harishon Im Shar Hamatzos Ke'achad. The Gra would bake his matzos for Pesach, Leil HaSeder, as well as the rest of the matzos that he would eat throughout the 8 days of Pesach. V'lo Hayamakbir Le'efosam B'erav Pesach HaChatzos. The Gra was not makbid to bake his matzahs after Chatzos on Erev Pesach, not the matzahs that he would eat Leil Seder, and not the rest of the matzahs throughout the year. And indeed, the Vilna Gaon Biur Gra, to Shulchan Aruch Arachaim, Hilchos Pesach, Siman Taf Nun Ches, has three kashas, or you could call three rayas, as to why it's unnecessary. And the first that he says, and he three words, when the Shulchan Aruch says, no hagim, the custom is lalush matzahs Erev Pesach, says the Gra, Avalo midina, it's not a requirement. Di midina, if this was an absolute halachic requirement, hayitzarch biyadal shchalis b'shabbos lefos b'motzei shabbos. If indeed this is an absolute requirement, what happens erev Pesach shchalis b'shabbos? When would you bake your matzahs erev Pesach echter chatzos? It's Shabbos. You'd have to do so motzei shabbos, like indeed the Rashmi Shan says, quoted by the Mordechai in the end of the first parak of Meseches Pesachim. It says the Gra that's all the Rishonim argue on the Rash Mishantz, and explain to him that the Hekesh that the Rash Mishantz has to connect the baking of the matzah to Achilas Matzah Kol Shiva is only going on Achila, and it's not going on the baking. So therefore, the Gra's first point, that it can't be a requirement, it's not a din, because Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos, we see that we don't bake our matzahs on Motzei Shabbos. Kasha number one, or Raya number one, that the Gra says. Number two, the Gra quotes the Gemara Maseches Pesachim Daf Lamed Hey, as well as the Gemara Pesachim Daf Yugimel Mabez, that you yotzei the mitzvah of achilas matzah with the bread or with the matzahs that were baked with the achilas nazir. Chalos toda, urekike nazir. If the toda of the chalos that were made with the carbon toda, or the matzahs that were made for the bringing of the toda, the rekike nazir were made, then those, if you had kavana to use those matzos for matzos shal mitzvah, you would be yotzei the mitzvah of achilas matzah. However, the Gemara says that you would not bring or make those on your dalet. You would only make it on your gimel because we didn't bring the toda on your dalet nisan. So therefore, says the Gra, it must be that according to this, you don't need to bake your matzahs on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, because you see, it could be Yotzei, the mitzvah, Achilas Matzah, with the Rikike Nazir that are brought with the Toda, and the Toda was not brought on your Dalet, so it must be that you don't have an absolute requirement to bake your matzahs on Erev Pesach. The third Kasha that the Vilna Gaon says is quoting from the Tosefta in the Yerushalmi, Yotzim b'matzah yeshana. You're Yotzei with matzah that you made old, meaning 30 days before, just like a sukkah that's made 30 days before. Ubilvat shenasis l'shem matzah, as long as you made it l'shem matzah, and therefore for these three reasons, the Vilna Gaon says that it's unnecessary to bake your matzahs erev Pesach shchalis b'Shabbos, and indeed the practical meaning of the Gra was not to bake his matzahs erev Pesach after Chatzos. Chazon Ish didn't do this either, and Beis Brisk, this was not the meaning either, and according to Rov Gedoyle Ashkenaz, this was neither a requirement nor was it a minhag. And it's for that reason that although the Shulchan Aruch codifies this as no hagim, as a very strong custom, that we are shalolalush matzas mitzvah rar Pesach after chatzos. Indeed, we no longer find this to be the case, as the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Big Deyesha and from the Maamar Mordechai, different reasons why it's no longer practical. We're nervous about chametz being aser b'mashu, mipnei adocha, constricted, the time constrictions, place constrictions, venues, we don't have the opportunity, we don't have the place, as well as those reasons that the Aruch HaShulchan and the Vilna Gaon says, so minig Ashkenaz is not to do so. However, indeed, in Hasidic courts and in many of the Hasidic Rebbes, this is a major, major event. And indeed, this is what is done. Tshuva from the Munkacher Rav and Minchas Alazar, where he speaks about this, as well as in the Lukutei Ma'arich and other Gedolei Hasidus, that this is something that's very significant. And indeed, this is where you will find Matzos Shel Mitzvah being baked Erev Pesach after Chatzos, even comes with the Shiras Hallel. And there's a whole discussion, Hallel with a bracha, without a bracha, very big tumult in the later Achronim. But it's a very, very big event, a significant event, just like Erev Pesach, Echter Chatzos, that's the Zman HaKrabas, our Korban Pesach, and that came with Hallel. So too, if the Hekesh is indeed connecting Achilas, HaKrabas, HaKorban Pesach, with Achilas Matzah, the same thing should be true when it comes to Hallel as well. What's most fascinating about this issue is you see three very, very different approaches in terms of how to address this Hekesh. Either it's a chiyuv, like the Torah quotes from the Gaonim and Rishonim, and you're not even yotzi the mitzvah achilas matzah if you don't do it as such. That's one extreme. The other extreme is that there's nothing to talk about, as the Gra says, the Aruch HaShulchan says. There's no basis for it. There's no reason for it. We have three kashas that it's not the case. Erev Pesach, Chalas B'Shabbos, Rikike Matzos, Matzah Yishan or Yiyotze. There's no makor. It's unnecessary. And more than that, there's not only the Hekesh doesn't even have a makor in Shas, like the Bach points out. Or the middle ground, the approach of the Beis Yosef, the approach of the Darkei Moshe, as codified by the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Taf Nun Ches, that there is some level of a minute. Whatever it is that we do, we should be sure to be understand and appreciate the differences of customs in this regard, understand that there are very many significant aspects to this minhag, or to the lack of minhag, or to the absolute requirement, but we should be certain to fulfill the mitzvah sachag besimcha betuv levav, to be yotzei the mitzvah achilas matzah, the kezesim of matzah, be'ezus Hashem yizbarach l'shana ba, Yerushalayim.